were treated with the national anthem by the Lone Tree Lion marching band, the Pride of Lone Tree. Going through starting lineups this year, this week number one for North Miasco Warhawks. On the offensive side of the ball, Jacob Wortel will be starting in the tailback position. Cole Spolstra in the fullback position right behind him. Madison Foss will be lining up in the wingback, or that flanker position, as you hear we call it on there. Brant Fleener under center this year for the Warhawks, as they see losing some of the seniors on that last year's 2014 team, Carson Stockstill, who had a bulk of the carries for the North Miasco Warhawks last year. Brian Tyrell, sophomore starting tight end, Cole Rosendahl, in a split in position, Colton Davis, offensive tackle, Dylan Comstock on the same side as the guard, Mason Van Dousler is another guard, Caleb Gipple in the center for the second year in a row, and then Jacob Shearburn on that offensive tackle side. Kind of a disappointing year last year for Coach Eric with the Warhawks, looking to make a little redemption. Talking to Coach Eric earlier this week, a lot of kids in the weight room this summer dedicated to putting a good year together. So we're going to bring all the live action this year, 2015's edition of Friday Night Lights. We look forward to bringing it to you. Kind of a balmy, breezy Friday evening. A few rain showers on the way over to Lone Tree. Going to get the game in and hope to... any of you listening out there online, you can also pull up the free app, the KIC Radio Thunderbolt app. Listen to feed number 3. We've got five different games between Albia being on the mother station and then the other games. Wing of Corda, I believe, is one of them somewhere. I pulled up here, and I'll give you the rundown of what we have in store for you here this year. Yep, I'm Wendell Campbell, your neighbor State Farm agent of Oskaloosa, and we're going to be bringing you all the action this year. So KIC feed number 2, Sheraton Charger football, be there. Eddieville Blitzburg, Fremont, the Rockets, you can find that on feed number 3. Wing Falcon football on feed number 4. North Miasco, we are feed number 5. And Signer Kyoto, the Cobras, on feed number 6. Going to be bringing you a fun year of football. Captain's out the middle of the field for the toss.
Adam has learned the youth captain and game award for his effort during...
About 2.5 minutes ready to go, but looking to rebound from last year. So we're going to stop here just a minute. Thank some of our sponsors. We've got a great group that's sponsoring the Friday Night Lights for us. We thank every single one of them. We're going to go through a few of those. We'll be right back with you in just 1 second. Don't miss the Labor Day sale at Slumberland Furniture. The prices are hot and the savings are huge. Up to 70% off and everything's on sale. Living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and more. The Labor Day sale is going on now. Shop Slumberland Furniture, located off Highway 23 South in the heart of Oskaloosa's Heartland Center. Cargill of New Sharon has all the fertilizer and chemicals necessary for your farming operation. They carry corn and seed beans by Monsanto, Micogen, and Stein. For more information, call 641-637-4050. Stop in today and visit with Cargill of New Sharon for all your pre-fall applications and check out their prepay options. That's Cargill of New Sharon, 641-637-4050. Hello Better with Boyd's U.S. Cellular, the company that puts people first. They always have something for everyone. Stop at one of their 4 locations today, Albia, Grinnell, Newton or New Sharon, and see what U.S. Cellular has to offer. Hello Better with Boyd's U.S. Cellular. And we're back live Friday Night Lights, week number 1, North Miasco Warhawks, the Lone Tree Lions winning the toss and electing to receive. As you face your radio dial, the Warhawks will be kicking left to right. Kicking duty is going to be going to Jack Munson, number 2, junior, 5'10", 135 pounds, as they reset the clock and they want you for first quarter action. Warhawks out on the field. For those of you that were listening to the pregame, Albia headed down to Mount Air. Tough challenge for them in week number 1, coming off a great year for that Blue Demon team. But a little bit of redemption for Coach Aaron and the Warhawks this year. Looks like Tyrell lined up to kick.
He had
had Munson on our score sheets.
And number 32, Craig Feldman.
Hudson and Feldman back to receive for the Lions. Walks be kicking left to right as you face your radio. Kind of a wet and windy, but not an absolutely miserable night. Wind a little bit out of the north. Styler lines up. His boys kicking off from the 40, be kicking left to right. Again, after the broadcast tonight, you can catch all the final scores on the scoreboard show, KIC Radio 96.7, and also KYOU out of Ottumwa. Trail up. Off his toe, kind of a low line drive kick. Going to be picked up on the 15 near side, up past the 20 to 25. They go to the 30. He's going to come to the near sideline, past midfield. He's going to make it down the sideline to be tackled on his own end of the field. That's number 30, Jared Hudson. As Hudson hits the hole and returns all the way back to the North Alaska 30-yard line, they're going to mark him out of bounds about the 36, and that's where the Lion offense is going to take over. One of the struggles we had last year, 2014, for the Warhawks with special teams, big returns and big finishes. So see if we can try and keep from getting in a hole early. Trey Pearson, number 5, junior quarterback for the Lions. They're going to hand off right side. Going to hand off to Hudson. Hudson's going to be off right tackle. Up about 5, down to the 31. Bring up the second and 5. First quarter action, 11:30 to go. No score yet, but the Lions threatening with a big kickoff return by Hudson. Pearson breaks the huddle. Ball near side of the field. Lions traveling right to left as you face your radio dial. Man in motion, far side, and handoff this time again. Oh, he's going to take the handoff, pitch out, far side. Oh, he's going to be stopped in the backfield. Big shot, number 12, Jacob Bortel. Bortel got into the backfield, loss of about 5.5, close to 6 on the play, so that's going to bring a 3rd and 11 for the Lions. Big third down stop. As they weren't faked on the handoff, and Bortel played the pitch perfectly out the right side. So ball now middle of the field. 4 down linemen for the Warhawks. 2 receivers, 2 flankers, and a single back. Man comes in motion near side. The fake roll, that's going to be near side. That's going to be in the air. Oh, it's caught at the 20-yard line. Catches a block down the 15 to 10, inside the 10, down to the 5. Pass complete to Feldman, number 32 for the Lions. Big play on 3rd down, 3rd and 10 for the Lions, and down inside the 10-yard line. So that's going to give the Lions a first and goal with 10:31 to play in the first quarter. I ran out of bounds, so stops the clock. Pearson, Bortel again on the stop there. Pearson under center, single back behind. Man comes in motion. Handoff's going to be left side. Okay, Feldman, touchdown, Lions. Jared Hudson takes it in from 10 yards out. Touchdown, Lone Tree Lions with 10:18 to go in the first quarter. Lions leading at 6-0, pending the extra point. Spot the ball. Not a bad series for the Lone Tree Lions. Big return sets up a short field. And even after a big defensive stop by Cole Spolstra, big third conversion for the Lion offense. 15-yard pass, but they're going to line up for 2. Single back in behind Pearson. Pearson going to be to the right side, and he's going to be stuffed and isn't going to make it in for the try. So the try is incomplete for the Lions with 10:18 to go in the first quarter. Lions strike first, 6-0. We're going to take a break. We'll be back for the Warhawks' first offensive possession of 2015. Crop Production Services of Oskaloosa and New Sharon are your local experts for seed and crop protection, as well as agronomic services. Crop Production Services, the one name in crop production inputs. Fidel's Auto Stop at 202 East Market, New Sharon, is your locally owned repair shop for almost 30 years. Fidel services all makes and models, carries a full line of tires, and has a nice selection of used cars. Stop in and let Phil make you a great deal today. That's Phil's Auto Stop at 202 East Market in New Sharon. And we're back for the Warhawks' first offensive possession of 2015. 10-18 to go in the first quarter. Lions strike first. Huge return by number 30, Jared Hudson, down to inside the 35-yard line of the Warhawks. And five plays later, they punch it in. A big third down. A second down stop led to a third and long, but a big pass play by the Lions. Gets them down inside the 10, and one play later, Hudson had them in. So the Lions will be kicking off right to left as you fish your radio dial. Number two, Javonte Squires, will be kicking off for the Lions. He's coming low, long drive kick about head high. That's going to be filled about the 20-yard line, up past 25 to the 30. Going to spin forward about the 32 for the Warhawks. And that's where they're going to start first and 10. Ball was picked up by Andrew Hauser, number 23. It was a good about a 10-yard return, 11-yard return for Hauser. And now we've got Brant Fleener and the Warhawk offense going to try it for the first time here in 2015. 10-12 to play in the first quarter. Lions leading 6-0. They took their first possession in five plays and scored. Fleener breaks huddle, ball near side of the field. Offset eye behind Fleener. Single receiver near side. Man in the slot. Pitch is going to be far side. It's going to cut back up past the 35. Going to be stacked up and brought back. That's number 12, Jacob Bortel. Bortel on the carry, going to pick up about three, close to four, and that's going to bring up a second down. Second down about six for the Warhawks, all lined up at the 35-yard line. Clock continues to run, 9:49, inside 10 minutes to play here in the opening quarter of this 2015 edition of Friday Night Lights. Fleener now in the shotgun, single back behind him, man comes in motion. They're going to hand off to the man in motion. He's going to cut up past the 35, the 40. It's going to be close to a first down for Bortel. Bortel picked up about, needed six, and picked up about six. We'll check the spot from the far side. Looks like they're going to move the chain. So first down for the North Miasca Warhawks, the first down of 2015. Garrett Boxwell in on the stop for the Lions. Fleener breaks up, ball again near side. Warhawks traveling left to right. We're inside 9.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Lions leading 6-0. Fleener now under center, offset eye behind him, man in the slot. And that's going to be to the up back, and he's going to be met at the line of scrimmage and driven back. Great stop, great defensive stop by number 9, Caleb Christian, for the Lion defensive line as Lion came in and feeded to the backfield. That was a stack up, looked like Spolstra on that one. So loss of about a half yard to bring up a second long, second and 10, called 11 for the Warhawks. And we have a stack power eye in behind Fleener, three backs in behind him. As Dylan Shipley steps in there, too. And it's going to be far side to Spolstra. Spolstra is going to be wrapped up and dropped, number 59. No gain on the play, going to lose about another half a yard. So long third down here for the Warhawks. 8:22 to play in the first quarter. Rogers, number 58, on the stop for the defensive line of the Lions. Fleener's going to break huddle. Going to be under center, offset eye behind him. Single slot far side with receiver near side. He's going to step back. They're going to fake the pitch. He's going to try to roll that far side. He's going to be grabbing an arm. He's going to run up the sideline, get up back past the original line of scrimmage and driven out of bounds. Kind of a broken play as Fleener tried to fake the pitch to the near side, and he rolled around far side. Good pursuit by the Lions defense, able to knock him out of bounds. Pickup of about three, but that's going to bring up a fourth and long. As the Warhawks are lined up fourth and about it, fourth and nine. And I would think here. So number 12, Bortel is going to be back to kick. Hudson going to be back to receive. Hudson started the game with a big return for the Lions. Man comes in motion. Back to Bortel. Bortel's going to kick his block. The ball on the ground. Picked up by one of the Warhawks. He's going to run near sideline. He's going to be run out of bounds. Bortel kind of slow to get the kickoff Bleener picked it up, thought he could run around the near side, and good coverage by the Lions special coverage team. Ran out of bounds, and the Lions are going to take over first and 10, ball on the 37-yard line. So not a good play for special teams for the Warhawks. Sam Furmeister wasn't having any of that. He came near side and was able to run Fleener out of bounds. Fleener just kind of picked it up and thought maybe he could make something out of it. So Pearson under center now. Single back man goes in motion far side. And it's going to be looks like Hudson to the right side. Hudson going to be off a right tackle for a couple, maybe three. Going to be past the 35 down to the 34. Bring up a second and seven with 7:34 to play in the first quarter. Lions leading this one 6-0.
Here's the Lions second and seven at the Warhawk, 34-yard line.
So far, haven't had much success against this Lion offense. One good play on second down that first series, but Warhawks looking for a little inspiration here. Pearson getting under center. Man goes in motion far side. They're going to pitch it far side. He's got room to run. He's going to cut past the 35 to 30.
Oh, beast man!
Side of the 30, down about the 25.
They didn't call it.
They're going to mark him down at the 25. Great carry, number 32, Greg Feldman for the Lions as he ran out on the right side, had lots of room to run. Pick up about 15. Ben Dossler in on the stop for the Warhawks, but not before he gained 15 yards. So first and 10, ball spotted at the 25 for the Lions. Pearson again under center, single back behind him, two wing backs. Too wide, man goes in motion far side. Handoff's going to be to Hudson, the near side. Hudson's at home. He's got nothing but green. Touchdown, Lions. Jared Hudson, number 30 for the Lone Tree Lions, as he runs it in from 25 yards out with 6:49 to play, puts the Lions up 12-0. Big hole up the middle. Lots of Warhawk defenders around, but nobody able to get a hand on Hudson, and Hudson runs it in from 25 yards out. Touchdown, Lone Tree Lions. Defense really kind of feel like their backer is on the ropes as they've had the short field twice so far tonight. Again, Pearson lines up as the Lions are going to go for two. Their single back set. Man comes in motion. Pitch is going to be near side. He's got one man to beat. He beat him to the outside. Number nine, Caleb Christian in for the two-point conversion. Puts the Lions up 14-0. With 6:49 to play in the first quarter, we'll take a break here. We'll be back in just a second. We hear from our sponsors. If you want straight talk, straight answers, and straight deals, shop KB Auto Plus and Off Pearson. They're the original straight talk, straight answer, and straight deal guys. See Tabitha Stone, Justin Johnson, or Kelly Bryan at KB Auto Plus, 214 Highway 432 in Oskaloosa, or call 641-676-4565. They're right up Discount Avenue at KB Auto Plus. Wouldn't it be sweet if life came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for great assists. I'm State Farm Agent Wendell Campbell, and I'm proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance or financial services, that's what me and my staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime drop. Stop and see me, Wendell Campbell, your good neighbor agent in Oskaloosa at 807 Hay Avenue West. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We're back as the Lions get set to kick off for their second time. Number two, Javante Squire is set to kick. It's going to be another low line drive kick. Picked up near side, the 20-yard line, up past the 25 to the 30. Cross, met in the middle and dropped. That's number 23, Hauser, as he's the one that fielded the kick. Hauser returns at about the 26-yard line. Big hit by the Lions. And that's where the North Nebraska Warhawk offense is going to take over first and 10. Their own 27-yard line. Line. 6:42 to play in the first quarter. Lions strike twice real quick, and a two-point conversion has them leading 14-0. Grant Fleener and the North Nebraska Warhawk offense looking to get something going. Fleener under center, offset high behind him. Man in the slot, receiver near side. Handoff's going to be far side of Spolza. Spolza's going to cut up field up past the 30 to the 35. Going to pick up about nine on the play. Hotel on the play. It's going to set up a second short for the Warhawks. Javonte Squire is in for the stop, but a good pickup by Bortel.
Yeah,
Winger again under center, ball far side of the field. Warhawks traveling left to right. Man near wide receiver, offset eye behind him. Looks like a little bit of a jump on that far side. 62, Ben Dossler, I believe. Mason Ben Dossler on the offside, so that's going to back him up five. Started to get something going there, and then not able to keep it going. So that backs him up five. Second and six for the North Nebraska Warhawks. 6:02 to play in the first quarter. Trail on the Lions 14-0. Cole Rosendahl running off the field. Now Fleener under center, offset eye. Wing back far side, wide receiver near. He's going to roll out near side. Man on a wheel route. He's got a man there. Oh, and overthrown and passing center for number 19, Griffin Mullenberg. Mullenberg, a little wheel route. Coming from that wide receiver position, had a little bit of space on the secondary of the Lions, but not able to connect with Fleener. And that's going to bring up a third down, third and six. 5:44 to go. Clock stops with the incomplete pass for the Warhawks. Big third down here for the Warhawks. See if they can get something going. He's going to fake the handoff and going to pitch far side.
Yeah,
cut up field to Spolstra. He's going to be up past the, just barely past the 35, down to the 36-yard line. That's going to bring up a fourth down. Fourth and about three for the Warhawks with 5:27 to play in the first quarter. Found a little bit of space, was able to pick up three on the play, but going to come up a little short. Fourth and two is what they're going to call it here. We'll see what Coach Jarrett and the Warhawks line up. This looks like Bortel would be back to punt. Last time the Lions were in this position, they were able to block a kick. Bortel runs near side, kind of a rugby stop. They'll look for an opening. He's going to try and make it a size of 35, 36. If they run the bounds up close to the 40, as they fake the punt, Bortel able to run near side. Looks like he might have enough for the first down. They mark him out of bounds right at the 40-yard line. So that'll be enough on fourth and short. Bortel with that rugby-style kick, it's kind of tough to know if he's running near side to kick. Last time that was the intended purpose and was in, had it blocked. This time able to get around the edge, duck a tackle, and able to make it out of bounds and pick up the first down. So the Warhawk offense stays on the field. Ball now near side of the field, spot at the 40-yard line. First and 10. Fleener under center. Stacked eye behind him, power eye. Handoff's going to be left side of Spolstra. He follows his... Bortel follows his blockers. He's going to pick up about three on the play. Bortel going to set up a second and seven. Ball spotted at the 44-yard line. 4:39 to play in the first quarter. They line up in that stacked eye. They put Dylan Shipley in there. They had a Bortel giving that extra blocker and look for more of a power drive there. In front of Spolstra. Now Fleener in shotgun. Spolstra behind him. In goes in motion. They're going to hand off to the man in motion. It's number 23. He's going to be stacked up and driven down the line of scrimmage. That's number 23, Andrew Hauser. I'm sorry, Madison Fawcett coming in motion from that wingback position. So Fawcett able to make it across. So that's going to bring up a third and long, third and six on the play. Feldman in on the stop for the Lions. So we'll see with third down, 3:45 to play in the first quarter. Lions leading it 14-0. See if the Warhawks can get something together before the end of the first quarter. Power eye now in behind Fleener. Shipley, Spolstra. And comes in motion near side. They're going to roll. Fleener's going to roll near side. He's going to get the ball up. Oh, ball through the hands of number 12. Jacob Bortel, as Bortel comes near side, Spolstra ducked to the other side, and Fleener rolled and threw the hands as he got it there. And that's going to bring up a fourth and six for the Warhawks. 3:28 to play. Clock is going to stop with the incomplete pass. Ball spotted just inside the 45, 44-yard line. Bortel. Back to kick for the Warhawks. Man comes in motion near side. Fortell's going to... Ball's going to land it off the 30, going to roll inside the 25-20. Down, great kick by Bortel, and that ball's going to be downed at the 10-yard line by the Warhawks. So we're going to take a quick break here as the Lions will take over first and 10. 3:18 to play in the first quarter. Warhawks able to get some positive yards, but not able to get anything going on the scoreboard yet. We'll be back in just 1 second. You're listening to North Mahaska Warhawk Football on KIC Radio, Thunder Country, Friday Night Lights. We're back here. The Lions take over. First down, Trey Pearson. Under center, they spread the field here. Three wideouts. Wingman goes in motion. He's going to be near side. It's going to be Hudson. Hudson off the left side. He's going to pick up a couple up to the 12. That'll bring up a second and 8 for the Lions. Three minutes to play in the first quarter. This will be the first kind of stretch for the Lions as they've hit the short field both times on offense, now starting off right at their own 10-yard line. So receiver, wing back near side, wide receiver near side. Pearson's going to be under center. Man goes in motion. They're going to think a near side. Pearson's going to keep it. He's going to be met and cut down. Gets up past the 15. That's number 22, Madison. Cole Spolstra in on the stop for the Warhawks. Spolstra decked down to 15, going to bring up 3rd and 5. Pearson was able to gain 3 on the play. Inside 2.5, got 2:20 to play in the first quarter. Big third down stop here for the Warhawks if they could pin them deep and get the ball back, get it back into Lion territory. Pearson again under center, single back behind him, man goes in motion. Now into the eye, and they hand that off to the man in motion. That was number 32, and he's going to be drugged down. Number 32, Greg Feldman. So big third down stop for the Warhawks. Picked up one of the plays. Going to bring up 4th and 4 with 1:50 to play in the first quarter for the Lions. Number 53, Strasser. Strasser in on the tackle. Only able to pick up one as that was number 32, Feldman, on the carry for the Lions. 1:34 to play. Lions are kind of discussing what they're going to do here on fourth down. See how that line up. Beginning to think play clock would be getting pretty close, but they're going to line up. They're going to go for it. Single back, Pearson under center, maybe try and draw one of the, and we got a man in motion, or man jump on that far side, and they're going to throw a procedural penalty here on the Lions. Looked like that was number 62. That'd be Waldschmidt. Clayton Waldschmidt jumped a little quick on that one on the fourth down play. So that's going to back him up, make it a 4th and 9. So it looked like the Lions were ready to go for it on fourth down, but now we're going to line up for a 4th and 9. So now they're going to line up to kick it out of their own end zone. Casey Shala. Back to kick. Takes it to his end zone. Kicks up. Good kick. Bortel is going to let it bounce about the 46. That's going to bounce past midfield inside Warhawk territory down to the 41, and that's going to be down by the Lions. Great kick. Great kick by Casey Shawa. So that's where the Warhawks will take over. 1st and 10, 1:04 to play in the first quarter. See if they can get something going in this first quarter. Great defensive stop or procedural penalty by the Lions gives them the ball back. Drags that 4th down out to a 4th and 9 as they were lined up to go for it on 4th and 4 inside their own 20-yard line. So we'll see if Brant Fleener and the Warhawk offense can start something up here. They're going to be in their stacked power eye, 3 backs in behind Fleener. Shipley, that main man, with Spolstra. Bortel, pitch is going to be far side to Bortel. Bortel's going to follow his blockers through the hole. He's going to be drugged down for loss of a yard on the play. Great play. Looks like maybe Squires in there on the stop. Javonte Squires for the Lions. We're going to have Furmeister in on the stop. So that's 2nd and 11 with 39 seconds to go. We're going to have one more play here in the first quarter for the Warhawks. Ball far side of the field, 2nd and 11. Offset iron behind Fleener. Single wide receiver near side. Fleener's going to roll out, and he's going to fake the handoff and pitch near side. That's Bolster. He's got room to run. Going to get it up past the 45 to the 46. That's going to pick up about six on the play. And that's going to bring up a third and five with 14 seconds. That's going to run the clock out on this first quarter for the Warhawks as they spot the ball at the 45. So for a third and six, they're probably going to hold off 4 seconds here in the first quarter. That's going to wind down the first quarter. All Lone Tree Lions here in the first quarter as two short field opportunities have been turned into 14 points. We'll come back with second quarter action. You're listening to North Mayaska Warhawk Football, KIC Thunder Country, Friday Night Lights 2015.
The life insurance business is a lot like, well, life. It feels good to be recognized for a job well done, like when you get that World's Greatest Mom mug or that Employee of the Month award. At State Farm, it's the same kind of feeling we get, and customers rate us highest in customer satisfaction among life insurance providers by J.D. Power. Talk to a State Farm agent and find out how good it can feel to be protected with State Farm Life Insurance. In Oskaloosa, stop and see your good neighbor, State Farm agent Wendell Campbell, at 807 A Avenue West. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Do you have an event coming up this year? William Penn's Event Planning Services have the ability to transform our many facilities to accommodate your needs. Hold your family reunion or wedding reception in the Penn Activity Center, the foyer of the Musco Technology Center, or the Dan Atkins Memorial Union Dining Hall. Smaller, more casual events can be held in the privacy of the Sherman Room or the Chief Nahas Room in the Dan Atkins Memorial Union. You can even use classrooms in our academic facilities. By utilizing our resources, we can make your event a success. We provide a welcoming environment for groups of all types and sizes. Your special event at William Penn University will be one that your guests will remember well. For menus and information about Sedexo Catering, contact Jeff Halverson at 641-673-1071. For more information about planning your event on campus, contact Event Coordinator Melanie Mackey at 641-673-1078 or go to www.wmpenn.edu/event.
And we're back with second quarter action. They rewind the clock for second quarter. Flip the field. Warhawks will be third down and six. Ball spotted on their own 45-yard line. Fleener down the shotgun, single back. That's going to be Spolstra with Bortel in behind him. Bortel, that is Spolstra. Bortel goes in motion. They have the pass. High pass going to be caught. First down. Pass midfield down to the 45. That's 47, Cole Rosendahl.
Number 47, Cole Rosendahl.
Able to come for this near wide receiver. A little quick slant. Caught the ball, pick up about 10 on the play. And now the Warhawks get something going, get the ball into Lion territory, 11:53 to play in the first quarter, in the first half, second quarter action. No score yet for the North Mayaska Warhawks, looking to try and punch something in. Fleener breaks huddle. He again in the shotgun. It's going to be 22, Spolstra in behind him. Bortel going to go in motion. They're going to fake the handoff. A little pitch, pass, pitch. And Spolstra is just going to absolutely have to fall on him. Loss of about seven on the play. Fleener kind of doesn't really seem like he was ready for that short pitch. That ball's going to be down, and that's going to bring up a second along. Second and 17. 11:17 to play. Ball spotted now back into Warhawk territory. They just started to get something going there, and Fleener just didn't kind of freaked out there just a little bit, not able to get the pitch out to Bortel. Now Fleener going to be under center, offset eye behind him, flanker near side. Fleener's going to take a handoff near side. Going to be up past the 50 into Lion territory. That's going to be number 12, Cole Spolstra. Bortel, Jacob Bortel, number 12. Bortel runs off left side, going to pick up close to 7. Back to the original line of scrimmage. They're going to give him 6, so they bring out 3rd and 11, 10:40 to play in the second quarter. Number 18, Sam Furmeister in for the stop for the Lone Tree Lions. Some positive yards here. If you take away that original, and the umpire's going to whistle this one dead here as they break center. Going to discuss it here. Oh, it looks like they've got a uniform issue on one of the defensive
defensive players. He looked like he had part of his sleeve rolled up into his shoulder pad, and so the referee able to fix that, and they're going to wind the clock ready for play. Fleener's going to come out offset eye under center, ball near side of the field, coming right to left, single wide receiver far side. They're going to stack the line, double handoff. He's going to be drugged down, loss of about one on the play. It's Fawcett was able to get the ball, but lost another yard. So third and 12 now for the Warhawks. Fourth down now. Mortel back to kick for the Warhawks. Spolstra goes in motion, far side. Kind of jukes and fakes and kicks up. Ball's going to land about the 25 and down inside the 20, and that's where number 23, Madison Fawcett's going to down it for the Warhawks. So with 9:31 to play in the second quarter, the Lions are going to come out for their first offensive stretch in the second quarter, leading this one 14-0. Work my ass, Warhawks able to get some positive plays, but not string enough of them together. A couple first downs on that last series, reached from the first to the second quarter. Here's an under center man, goes in motion near side. Handoff's going to be the inside. It's number 9, he's going to be met. The line of scrimmage driven back. Number 62, Ben Dossler, as Christian able to try to bounce it outside. And Mason Ben Dossler able to chase him down and drag him down. Loss of one on the play is going to bring up second 11 for the Lions. Good stop by the defensive line of North Mahaska. Pearson now under center. Man comes in motion near side. Hale's going to be inside. He's going to be met in the backfield and drugged down, making up to about the 25-yard line. Getting a 5 on the play for Hudson. We've got the referee stopping. Referee whistling a dead ball. Wait and see what the call is here. Not sure. As the referee came in from the backfield, whistled the ball after the play dead, and now there's the officials conversing in the middle of the field. Waiting to see North Mahaska. Coming off the field, the officials are some discussion here in the booth, like there may have been signaled the thunder or.
If you hear thunder, it's a half-hour break.
So they're telling us here in the booth if they do call thunder, they're going to take a half-hour break. So we'll wait and see what the official call is. We're going to take a break, listen to hear from some of our sponsors for helping to keep us on here tonight. You're listening to North Mahaska Warhawk Football on KIIC Radio, Thunder Country, Friday night, it's 2015.
Yeah, but it's so far away from us, there's no reason to quit now. Yeah, if you hear thunder,
the life insurance business is a lot like, well, life. It feels good to be recognized for a job well done, like when you get that World's Greatest Mom mug or that Employee of the Month award. At State Farm, it's the same kind of feeling we get, and customers rate us highest in customer satisfaction among life insurance providers by J.D. Power. Talk to a State Farm agent and find out how good it can feel to be protected with State Farm Life Insurance. In Oskaloosa, stop and see your good neighbor, State Farm agent Mendel Campbell, at 807 A Avenue West. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Warhawk Football on KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com, 96.7 Thunder Country, Friday Night Lights, and now back to more Warhawk Football. So we're back with 8:46 to play in the second quarter. After a little bit of discussion from the officials, our unofficial word is that maybe somebody in the band got to play a little early before halftime, and so no half-hour break due to thunder, and they're going to go ahead and line up. Bring up second five. Actually, that'd be third and five because they had a play for no gain on first down. This should be bringing up third down, I believe. Because that play was for 5 yards by Hudson.
Yeah, there's some discussion. So that'd be third down, third and five with 8:46 to play. Yep, so there's a little discussion from the officials. They're going to go ahead and okay the third down. Lions lean at 14-0 with 8:46 to play in the second quarter. Pearson's going to come out under center. Wide receiver both sides, single back behind him. Wing back or flanker to the near side. Ball middle of the field. Lions traveling left to right. You see it? Yeah, it's going to be left side. He's going to be Hudson up to close to the 30-yard line. We'll wait and check the spot. They're going to mark him just short of the 30. He would have had to break the 30 in order to make a first down. So that's going to bring up fourth and short for the Lions. 8:27 to play in the second quarter. First half action sees the Lions leading 14-0. North Mahaska have been able to line up a few good offensive plays, but not really put much together. And the Lone Tree Lions taking advantage of two short fields earlier in this game. So Pearson now under center, single back behind him, very short, less than a yard. Hand's going to be left side. It's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage and then driven back, but I think for progress, they're going to mark it past the 30. The near side official will run on the other side of the 30, and depending on the spot, yeah, just past the 30, so that's going to be a first down for the Lions. First down for the Lions with 8:04 to play in the second quarter. Tyrell in on the stop. So first and 10, ball spotted at the 30, just past the 30, close to the 31-yard line. Pearson now under center. Man comes in motion near side. Back to the eye. Handoff. He's going to roll out near side. He's going to have him, man. There's the flag. Off the 35, up past the 40. He's got nothing to do ahead of him. That's number 9, Caleb Christian. Caleb Christian's going to take it all the way to the house for the Lone Tree Lions. Number 9, Caleb Christian. 69 yards with 7:38 to play in the second quarter. Puts the Lions up 20-0. Pearson to Christian. Great play as he ran kind of a little flat route and was able to go in for the score. Touchdown Lone Tree puts them up 20-0 with 7:38 to play. And the flag comes in late on the play as they're going to sideline infraction on the Warhawks. Sideline warning for the Warhawks. Saw Christian go 69 yards into the house for the Lone Tree Lions. Timeout North Mahaska. Coach Harris is going to talk to his defense here before the try. We're going to take a break here real quick. We'll be back for when the Lions are ready to try it with 7:38 to play in the second quarter. You're listening to North Mahaska Warhawk football on KIC Radio, Friday Night Lights 2015. Don't miss the Labor Day sale at Slumberland Furniture. The prices are hot and the savings are huge. Up to 70% off and everything's on sale. Living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and more. The Labor Day sale is going on now. Shop Slumberland Furniture, located off Highway 23 South in the heart of Oskaloosa. Hello Better with Boyd's U.S. Cellular, the company that puts people first. They always have something for everyone. Stop in one of their four locations today, Albia, Grinnell, Newton, or New Sharon, and see what U.S. Cellular has to offer. Hello Better with Boyd's U.S. Cellular. Crop Production Services of Oskaloosa and New Sharon are your local experts for seed and crop protection. As well as agronomic services, Crop Production Services, the one name in crop production inputs. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Warhawk Football on KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com, 96.7 Thunder Country, Friday Night Lights, and now back to more Warhawk Football. We're back with 7:38 to play the second quarter. Lions lined up for the extra try. Coach Harrett taking a timeout to talk to his defense after that 69-yard play, as it was Pearson to Christian, and the Lions taking it to the house. So the officials are kind of huddled up out on the field discussing something here at this point right before the try for the Lions. Take a minute here to look at some of the other scores in the area. You can check those through your KIIC Thunderbolt app. You can check area scores and see what the what else is going on in South Central Iowa right now. Looks like Albia down at Mount Air. Albia leading out in 7-0 in the second quarter. Centerville and Sheraton 0-0 in the first quarter. Pekin leading Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont 18-0 that game in the second quarter. Wayne of Corden up on Granby Christian 38-0.
Lone Tree leading this one 20-0. We're waiting the extra attempt. The officials break now and we'll get ready for the try for the Lions. BGM leading Sigourney Kyoto 13-0. Petumbo and Mount Pleasant tied at 0 in the first quarter. Pearson now under center. The Lions get ready for their try. Single back, man comes in motion. They're going to pitch it near side to the man in motion. He's going to follow his blockers and in. That's number 32, Greg Feldman, in for the Lions. So 7:38 to play in the second quarter. Lions go up 22-0. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, North Mahaska Warhawk Football 2015. Phil's Auto Stop at 202 East Market, New Sharon, is your locally owned repair shop for almost 30 years. Phil services all makes and models, carries a full line of tires, and has a nice selection of used cars. Stop in and let Phil make you a great deal today. That's Phil's Auto Stop at 202 East Market in New Sharon. Cargill of New Sharon has all the fertilizer and chemicals necessary for your farming operation. They carry corn and seed beans by Monsanto, Mycogen, and Stein. For more information, call 641-637-4050. Stop in today and visit with Cargill of New Sharon for all your pre-fall applications and check out their prepay options. That's Cargill of New Sharon, 641-637-4050. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Warhawk Football on KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com, 96.7 Thunder Country, Friday Night Lights, and now back to more Warhawk Football. As we get set for another Lion kickoff, Javonte Squires, number two, getting set to kick for the Lions.
Looks like
Edmondson and 27, Strasser back to receive for the Warhawks, and they're going to move up. As some of Squires' kicks have been a little short, fielded by the up man. Squires, low line drive kick. This one's going to bounce and be fielded. Edmondson, past the 20 to 25, got a little room to run. Past the 30, he hits the hole and drug down up about the 34-yard line, 33. That's where the North Mahaska offense will take over, 7:32 to play in the second quarter. Edmondson, good return around that far side. See if Fleener and this offense can get something going in the second quarter, as it's been all Lone Tree Lions so far here tonight. Two short field scores and then a 69-yard play from Pearson to Christian. The last score here for the Lions. So Fleener breaks home. He's going to be in the shotgun, single back with him. Bortel's going to be near side in the slot. Looks like Spolster in behind him. They're snapping. Spolster's going to roll. He's going to roll near side and have a man. Oh, he's going to throw it on through the hands of 32, Feldman. Feldman had it played well. Bortel running toward the sideline, and that pass was well over his head. Stop the clock, 7:27 to play in the first quarter. Warhawks will be second and 10 on their own 34. 44 Tyrell comes on, 47 Rosendale running off. Wiener's going to break the huddle. Ball spotted just short of the 35, 34-yard line under center. Offset eye behind him, man in the slot near. He's going to fake it. He's going to toss, and that ball's going to fall just short as they had a little screen pass set up for number 22, Spolstra. Number 9, Caleb Christian, into the backfield, putting pressure on Fleener. Fleener on that build connect with Spolstra. So that's going to bring up a third and long, third and 10. For the Warhawks, 7:23 to play. Lions leading this one 22-0. We've seen this here the last couple of years, get down early and then trying to pass the ball and just not able to connect the dots. Fleener now the shotgun, single back behind him. He's going to take it, roll near side. Pass is marked incomplete. Feldman, I think if he had to turn around, he probably would have caught it. He was there sooner than the ball was. Able to make a play on the ball, and that's going to bring a fourth down for the Warhawks. If Feldman timed it just perfectly, he probably could have stepped in front of that ball and taken it to the house. But we've got 7:18 to play, fourth down, and the Warhawks be set to punt. Number 30, Hudson, back for the Lions. Bortel in the kick. Nice snap. Bortel's going to run far side. A little bit of a rugby kick. Good kick. Ball's going to land inside the 40, down inside the 30, and that ball's going to be down at the 25-yard line by number 47, Rosendale. So that's what the Lions will take over first and 10, 7 or 8 to play. You're listening to North Mahaska Warhawk Football, KIC Thunder Country, Friday Night Lights, 2015.
Phil's Auto Stop at 202 East Market, New Sharon, is your locally owned repair shop for almost 30 years. Phil services all makes and models, carries a full line of tires, and has a nice selection of used cars. Stop in and let Phil make you a great deal today. That's Phil's Auto Stop at 202 East Market in New Sharon.
If you want straight talk, straight answers, and straight deals, shop KB Auto Plus in Oskaloosa. They're the original straight talk, straight answer, and straight deal guys. See Tabitha Stone, Justin Johnson, or Kelly Bryan at KB Auto Plus, 214 Highway 432 in Oskaloosa, or call 641-676-4565. They're right up Discount Avenue at KB Auto Plus. We're back. There was a penalty on that little running into the kicker, declined by the Warhawks. So the Lions will maintain possession, first and 10, ball spotted on their 25-yard line. Pearson under center, man goes in motion. He's going to be met in the backfield, a handoff to the left side. He's going to be drugged down. Looks like maybe Feldman. Feldman on the carry. He's met by a host of Warhawk defenders, driven down, no gain on the play, second and 10, 6:51 to play. Tyrell in on the stop. Tyrell making waves last year on that defensive line as a freshman, coming in as a sophomore and trying to stop this line offense. Pearson again under center, second and 10. Man goes in motion. They're going to hit off near side. He's going to hit a hole, have lots of room, and be driven down. Down about the 30-yard line. Pick up a 5 on the play for Hudson. That's going to bring up a 3rd and 5 for the Lions with 6:15 to play in the second quarter. Spolstra in on the stop. Spolstra, handful of these Warhawks are playing both sides of the ball. I can tell you when you get 48 minutes of football playing both sides, especially first game of the year, starting to suck a little in here as we get close to halftime. Pearson under center. Split back both sides. Man comes in motion. Pitch is going to be near side. He's going to have room to run. He's got a blocker in front of him. Up past the 35, close to the 36. Feldman going to pick about 6 yards, and that's going to give the Lions a first down with 5:43 to play in the second quarter. Lions leading this one 22-0. First and 10 for Lone Tree. Ben Gosler in on the stop for the Warhawks. Seems like the Lions have been able to make a move just about at will here. A couple of nice defensive plays for the Warhawks, but not able to do much. Pearson now under center. Man goes in motion. They're going to fake it. He's going to roll on near side. That ball's going to be at the feet of the intended receiver, number 30, Hudson. A little rollout. Man was in his space, and so he just kind of threw it away to play for a second down. Hudson was well covered on the play, but the ball, again, at his ankles. That'll stop the clock. Second 10 with 5:19 to play in the first quarter. First half, second quarter play, North Mahaska Warhawks. Ball spotted the 37-yard line for the Lions. The Lions break huddle. Pearson's going to come up. We've got an equipment malfunction in the secondary of the Warhawks, and they get that figured out. Now Pearson under center. Ball near side. Lions traveling left to right as you face your radio dial. 5:11 to play in the first half. Man goes in motion. They're going to hand off. Pearson's going to keep it running near side. A little deception as he comes in behind. He's going to be run out of bounds, drug out of bounds. It's the 46-yard line. Pearson kept it himself, came around the near side. Everybody kind of followed where they thought the ball was, and didn't realize Pearson still had the ball on this near side. And Dossler in on the stop for the Warhawks. And enough for a first down as the Lions moving the ball. Have an official whistle here. We're going to wait and see what the – and they're letting them off the field. They're going to call a 30-minute weather delay.
So with that, with 4:55 to play in the second quarter, officials are going to delay this one due to the weather. There's a little bit of rumbling off to the west. So 4:55 to play. The Lions leading at 22-0. We're going to throw to a couple of our sponsors. We may go back to the home feed of the Albia Blue Demons for a little while or one of the other games until we come back. We'll be back here. They're saying telling us a half hour. So we'll be back here in about 25 minutes to continue first half action. North Mahaska Warhawks football. You're listening to KIC Radio, Thunder Country, Friday Night Lights, 2015.
So, what if your roommate, we'll call him Einstein, decides to microwave a metal mixing bowl full of cookie dough and set your apartment on fire? We've got an agent for that.
Contact me, State Farm Agent Wendell Campbell, at 807 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Let me help you save more money, because being there is why I'm here.
Make a statement at Penn. The William Penn Experience provides an active learning environment that encourages students to develop and strengthen the mind, body, and spirit. With over 25 student organizations, including Greek life, business clubs, theater and music programs, student government, and intramural sports, there is always something to do. Our diverse student population consists of students from 40 states and over 13 countries around the world. Getting involved in student life is a great way to be a statesman. Visit www.wmpenn.edu/studentlife for more information. All right. I want to ask you something, but you have to promise not to laugh at me.
Okay, what? Do you think the State Farm jingle really works? Like, for real?
The 46. Here the Lions go Pearson now under center. Two backs. A little quick pass. Ball getting knocked down. A couple of Warhawks with a hand in there. Looks like number 44. Braden Tyrell, first one to go on it. Reese Strasser also in the area, but that's knocked down. That's going to bring up second and 10. Stopping the clock at 4:52 in the second quarter. All near side of the field. Lions traveling left to right as you face your radio dial.
Ew. Second and 10, Lions. That's a Warhawk, 46-yard line.
Pearson again under center. Wide receiver on far side. Man comes in motion. He's going to take a hand off. Nobody there, and he's just going to tuck it and bring it around right side. Pearson brings it around this right side, number 31.
Well,
that's number 21, Ben Donsler. Ben Donsler hit him first, but he's running four and gets about six on the play. Going to bring up third and four for the Lions. Big 13 stop here if the Warhawks could push him back and bring up a fourth down. Pearson in their center, ball near side of the field, wide receiver far side.
That was a great
day. Handoff's going to be left side. He didn't fall forward. Hudson on the carry. That's going to be up for a first down, down to the Warhawk 35. Stop the clock at 4:09 with the first down. Lions lead this one 22-0. Van Donsler again on the stop for the Warhawks.
Here we go.
Ball comes out Pearson under center. Slot each side. Man goes in motion in front of Hudson. Handle's going to be to Hudson around the left side. Hudson ducks a tackle, makes it down about the 31. He's going to be pushed back. Going to mark him down just short of the 30-yard line, so pick up a four on the play. He is second and five, second and six for the Lions. The Lions so far a steady diet of Hudson and Christian. Been able to push through a couple carries by Feldman so far here today. Spolstra in on the stop for the Warhawks. 3:22 to play. Clock continues to run. Second quarter action. First half, North Mahaska Warhawks down on this one, 22-0. Pearson now under center. Man comes in motion near side. Pitch is going to be to the motion man. He's going to cut back upfield. He's going to bet 25-20. Feldman down inside the 20, down about the 18. First and 10 now for the Lions. 3:06 to go. And inside the 20. The announcer getting in on the stop, but he's not getting a lot of help. Clock in inside 3 minutes in the second quarter. Lions are going to break huddle. Pearson under center, single back behind him, in comes in motion. Going to fake the motion, man. He's going to roll near side. He's going to throw the ball up for grabs. He's going to be out of bounds. Ball was caught there by Squires. The Squires about 2 feet out of bounds, trying to drag his toe. Good pass by Pearson. Just a little wide of the field. That's going to bring up second and 10. Clock will stop at 2:43 with the completion out of bounds. Second and 10 for the Lions. Single back again for Pearson. Pearson under center. Man goes in motion. That's Christian. They're going to hand off Hudson. Hudson stood up and driven back. Good stop by the Warhawk defensive line. Good stop by the Warhawks. So that's going to bring up a third down and 10 for North Mahaska. Van Dossler in on the stop. Coming up to the far side of Christian, he's going to try to get the end. He's going to stiff arm, going to cut back up field, stay in bounds. He's going to be down inside the 10. Christian, enough of the first down for the Lions.
Christian down to the 2-yard line. Lions first and goal.
2-yard line for the Lions, and that's going to bring up first and goal to go. Pearson's going to be back under center again. Two slot backs, single back behind him. Going to hand off to Hudson off the left. He's going to be stacked up, pushed back, and that's going to bring up a second and goal to go for the Lions. Then a 47 to play. Strasser in on the stop. That's going to bring up second goal to go from the 2 for the Lions. Minute 29 to play. Official's going to wave this one dead. We'll check and see. We hope it's not a thunder call. Okay, he's going to wind the clock. Pearson again up under center. Hudson in behind him. Two flankers either side. Two wide receivers. Hand it to Hudson again off the right side. He off right tackle. That's going to be a touchdown. Jared Hudson, 2 yards for the touchdown on second goal to go for the Lions, and that puts them up 28-0 with a minute and 18 to play in the second quarter. They're going to line up for the extra attempt after the 30-minute weather delay. Lions come out of the locker room continuing where they left off. Punch that one in. Only 2 third downs that the Warhawks were able to get him in on that series. So they're going to line up for 2. Pearson under center. Hudson in behind him. Flanker either side. Christian goes in motion to the far side. Pitch is going to be to him. He's going to have room to run. He's going to cut back upfield. He's going to make it in, and that's going to be 2 points for Caleb Christian and the Lone Tree Lions, and that puts him up 30-0 with a minute and 18 to play. So far here tonight, nothing doing for the North Mahaska Warhawks. As the long road over to Lone Tree here this evening, just not able to get off the bus and get something started. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in just a second as the Warhawks look to get something going with a minute 18 to go in the first half. Phil's Auto Stop at 202 East Market, New Sharon, is your locally owned repair shop for almost 30 years. Phil services all makes and models, carries a full line of tires, and has a nice selection of used cars. Stop in and let Phil make you a great deal today. That's Phil's Auto Stop at 202 East Market in New Sharon. Crop Production Services of Oskaloosa and New Sharon are your local experts for seed and crop protection. As well as agronomic services, Crop Production Services, the one name in crop production inputs.
Cargill of New Sharon has all the fertilizer and chemicals necessary for your farming operation. They carry corn and seed beans by Monsanto, Mycogen, and Stine. For more information, call 641-637-4050. Stop in today and visit with Cargill of New Sharon for all your pre-fall applications and check out their prepay options. That's Cargill of New Sharon, 641-637-4050.
Squire sets up and kicks off for the Lions. A straight line drive kick is going to get past Edmondson and into the end zone. The Warhawks will let that one go, and they'll get the ball first and 10 at their own 20-yard line with a minute 18 to play. Brant Fleener in this offense to see if they can get something going before what would have been halftime, a 30-minute weather delay halfway through that second quarter. They took the halftime break, so as soon as the second quarter is over, we'll rewind the clock, flip sides, and we'll start the third quarter. So Fleener now, shotgun. Mortel in behind him. Looking, looks like Lone Tree's going to take a timeout. Only 10 guys on the field, so the Lions are going to take a timeout and reset. We'll come back with a minute 18 to go. All Lone Tree Lions tonight as they lead it 30 to nothing.
Hello, better with Boyd's U.S. Cellular, the company that puts people first. They always have something for everyone. Stop in one of their four locations today, Albia, Grinnell, Newton, or New Sharon, and see what U.S. Cellular has to offer. Hello, better with Boyd's U.S. Cellular.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for great assists. I'm State Farm Agent Wendell Campbell, and I'm proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial services, that's what me and my staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime drop. Stop and see me, Wendell Campbell, your good neighbor agent, Oskaloosa, at 807 A Avenue West. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Coming out of the timeout, the Warhawks get set to go first and 10, ball on their own 20-yard line. Fleener, Mortel in behind, and man goes in motion. Oh, that's Mortel. He's a motion man. He cuts around the outside. He's got room to run up along the far side. He's going to be running out of bounds up past the 30. Mortel was in the slot as Spolstra was in behind with Fleener. They're going to mark him out of bounds about the 31-yard, 12 on the play for Mortel. First and 10, stops the clock, minute 13, so only 5 seconds and 12 yards for Jacob Bortel. Smith in for the stop for the Lone Tree Lions. So the line up here, first and 10, move the chains. Ball spotted at the 32. Fleener breaks huddle. Let me get in the shotgun, single back behind him, two in the slot. Spolstra, or Bortel, he goes in motion. Spolstra going to block for him. Fleener's going to reverse field and not be able to take his head of speed. And he has stood up and thrown down by a handful of Lion defenders. And Fleener, a loss of 15, 16, all the way back to the Warhawks 15-yard line. The clock's going to continue to run, 52 seconds to go in the second quarter. So that's going to bring up a second about 27 or 28. And official timeout. I think they're going to call this one for weather again. Another round of thunder. So with 37.9 seconds on the clock in the second quarter, we've already had one weather delay. They're going to delay this one again. We'll wait to get official word. We'll go get a word for some of our sponsors. We'll be back in just a second and see what we're going to end up with here.
When you are recognized as the greatest mom in your child's essay or the most patient dad, it makes you feel really good. At State Farm, it's the same kind of feeling we get when the customers rate us as highest in customer satisfaction among life insurance providers by J.D. Power. Talk to a State Farm agent to learn about the coverage our life insurance can offer you and feel good about it.
Contact me, State Farm agent Wendell Campbell at 807 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Let me help you save more money, because being there is why I'm here.
McGriff's of New Sharon. For all your farm and home projects, thank McGriff's. They carry Red Brand steel post and standard heavy duty, wood post including creosote, barbed and woven wire, and so much more. McGriff's, your farm and home supply in South Central Iowa. Proud supporter of New Sharon High School Athletics. Toro Antiques is where you'll find the greatest selection of unusual antiques in Iowa. Something old arriving every day, and if they don't have it, Linda or Cheryl will find it for you. Toro Antiques on Main Street in New Sharon, Iowa.
It's that time of year again. William Penn University and the surrounding communities are welcoming new and returning students for the fall semester. Classes begin Monday, August 24th, and new students will have many opportunities to see what their new home away from home has to offer them. The William Penn University campus community would like to thank Oskaloosa and its surrounding communities for their ongoing support for our students. Visit www.wmpenn.edu for more information.
So we're back here live at Lone Tree. Another weather delay is going to have us. We've got about 20 and a half minutes to go. Another little spot of thunder, so they sent the teams back to the locker room. We're going to jump over to the live feed of the Albia game. JD and the boys down there that are covering that. So we'll come back with a couple minutes to go. We have 37.9 left in the second quarter to get to halftime, and then we'll reset, and they're going to go ahead and play the third quarter right away as we're facing our second weather delay down here at Lone Tree. So, again, that's Lone Tree up 30-0 over North Mahaska. 27 and a half minutes of a weather delay left here. So we're going to jump over and listen to Jay Mill and the boys on the main feed. We'll be back here in just a few.
Left side, so nice job in getting those extra yards there.
That's a different look. Yeah, I'll be pretty sure
I'm Greg, you bet. Okay, Crawl comes in at the wide receiver spot now.
What a good-looking athlete. You know, it's going to be a future quarterback. Here's Leshen. Sidesteps the defender and squirts his way through for a first down. He's so quick and he is powerful. You do not want to look at Bryce Leshen and say that's a small guy coming for you, because he's a Mack truck hiding behind
because can you see him? He is on you. You know, and so he's going to pop you, and that's what he did. He hit the linebacker, and the linebacker went back, and Bryce just kept running through. You know, and it's a case where the linebacker didn't get a chance to see him until he comes through that hole. You know, Ricardo, you can kind of maybe get a heads up on Bryce. You're not seeing it until it's too late.
5.5 to go here. Third quarter, 14-0 Albia with the power eye formation. Here's a handoff running with it, Leshen. Bryce Leshen across midfield, out of close to the first down marker. Out.